Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Craving Wolves podcast. I'm your host, Karel van Heerden.
For this week's episode, I'll be focusing on balancing the good wolves. Okay, boom, boom. Guys, I just want to tell you, I'm a bit stiff. Did a marathon yesterday. Was fun, was difficult. My stomach was running the day before and yesterday morning. So yeah, I was a bit depleted of energy, but I made it through. Anyways, what I want to talk today is, basically balance. And what I mean by that is not necessarily that you need to balance the good and the bad wolf or anything like that, but you need to balance your good wolves. Okay. So it's not necessarily that you go and you overfeed one good wolf, but you need to have a balance between all good wolves. You need to feed more than one good wolf. So basically what I'm saying is that there's a lot of times where people go and they stop feeding the bad wolf, which is well done. And then they start feeding a good wolf, they quit smoking and now they're doing breathing exercises every day. And it's just breathing exercises every day. Really good. So guys, don't get me wrong. This is wonderful. Okay. But after a while, you need to progress from that. Okay. And I saw it with me as well, where I got too fixated on one good wolf. There are different aspects to life. You can't just focus on physical. You need to focus on mental. You need to focus on spiritual, whatever you say. You need to focus on business, whatever it is. You need to look at it from a multiple good wolf perspective. Okay. Because a lot of people go and they say, oh, I quit smoking. Great. And now I am walking every morning. Okay. Well done. Don't stop doing that. Okay. But the thing is, you need to, after you're walking every morning, then you can say, okay, cool. I'm going to drink a glass of water every morning. I'm going to do a breathing exercise. Of course, these things, you don't have to do all of them at once. I usually suggest you don't do all of them at once. Some people can handle it, some people not. Whichever. So, you can build momentum by starting slow. My saying is dream big, start small, live epic. And that means literally just going back to basics and saying, all right, I've been doing this good wolf for a while now, running in the morning or walking in the morning, whatever it is. Now I want to increase. I want to do something extra. Okay. And with that balance, that is the important part. Okay. Because if you're going to get fixated on only one good wolf, it's leaving room for the bad wolves to creep in. Okay. I'm going to come around the corner and be like, hey, I'm still here. And the thing is, as you grow, as you progress, your habits need to progress as well. So, evidently, you're going to have some extra, it would be wise, in my opinion, to have some extra good habits. Okay? And the thing is, like, I'm not trying to take away anything from you stopping bad habits. Like, that, it's really well done. Don't get me wrong. It's really, really well done. What I'm trying to say is that you can't just go stop a bad habit and then it's done, you know? Like, that balance. So, and the thing is, once you get too fixated on one good habit, it becomes like less, you know, it becomes watered down. So then you only focus on breathing exercise every day, breathing, which is a really good thing. I mean, it's really, really good. But the thing is, if you only do that, later you need to do something on top of that. You know, getting your breathing exercises, getting into a beautiful state, and then what do you do with that beautiful state? You know? You still need to do something. Take action. So that's the thing, guys. Like, look for that balance. And like, sometimes it is, you know, you need to just say, all right, you know, I'm going to chill a bit with this good wolf. I'm not going to give it up or anything like that. But, you know, even with the gym, sometimes you just need to say, okay, cool, I'm going to recover. I'm going to take a day and I'm not going to gym. And I'm going to walk instead. Or whichever, you know, you just change it up a bit. And it's not that you're stopping with that habit or anything like that. It's just you're taking a day. You're just going to chill. And I think that's important, guys, because, like, I got stuck on some good habits and then I was overly focused on the good habit. And I, like, the other parts of my life might have fallen a bit, you know. So, not like it's horrible, but the thing is, you know, you basically want to get to a point where you can excel in all areas of life. Okay, that would be the optimal. So imagine that you are just like, you're mentally strong, you're emotionally strong, you're fucking physically active, you have a nice business thing going, you're financially stable, you know, like just this epic state where you can just, like, you're just being you. You know, you worked. You worked hard and you basically cultivated your authentic self, you know? So you're going to go and you're not going to get there by only one good habit, okay? So I understand that the balance can also be, now I'm working hard on this good habit, so then you need to dial it in on this good habit, whichever, like, you know, maybe it's like a certain important part of your business where, like, okay, now I need to find clients. So my good habit is I'm going to wake up and I'm going to phone 15 people, you know, and then you end up phoning 16 because the power of one more. you know, and then you do that consistently for a month, 2 months, how long ever it needs. And then you just like, okay, cool. focused on this. I needed this, but now it's on a point where I can not sit back and stop it altogether, but now I can give myself time to start working on other things as well, you know? So then, yes, maybe a habit takes a bit priority for a while, but you shouldn't lose all your other habits, you know? And, you know, always try to grow. I think that's important, guys. And I really like the balance thing. I think it's not an easy thing, but I think it's really important. It's the same thing like I previously mentioned where, you know, too much of a good thing is not a good thing. Like, say, motivational music. You know, if I go every time and I listen to motivational music when I go run, then I'm getting quite dependent on that as well, you know. And then when you're dependent on that as well, I mean, you don't want to be dependent on anything. And that's my opinion. So, you know, it loses its value as well. So if you do one good habit too much, it loses its value, you know? And then you're just like, oh, it doesn't work anymore, and and then all of a sudden, you don't listen to motivational music, and then you don't go run, and then, you know, you get too dependent on a certain thing. So, you know, use these things to... use these things to improve, but don't let them take over. And, you know, yesterday was a marathon, I think like 9 kilos in. I decided, you know, I'm going to take my headphones out and I'm going to just run because it was a beautiful scenery, you know. It was in Leiden. And windmills, and it's like the countryside. It was really beautiful. Until, of course, like I couldn't, I was so much in my own head, like just, ugh, this is so hard. And you know, the whole time I tell myself, you get to run this marathon. You don't have to, you get to. And you know, it's beautiful. Like now I get to sit here and tell you guys about it. But it was a beautiful marathon. You know, countryside, it wasn't like your super busy Rotterdam, Barcelona, you know, it was nice. I enjoyed it. I suffered. It was definitely my most difficult. It was also my slowest one, but I could definitely feel my energy being a bit depleted, but that's fine. And yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, I like with the good habits is, you know, I can't just focus on marathon. I can't just focus on running. I mean, there's other parts of life, okay? Still need to focus on getting income, otherwise I can't pay for these marathons. You know, I still need to focus on my mental aspect. Because if you're not going to focus on your mental aspect, you're probably not going to do the marathon. I mean, it is a physical challenge. Don't get me wrong. It's a physical challenge, but it's a lot of mental strength that you also need. Sometimes I didn't even know, like, how do I have it or anything like that. But, you know, I got it. And I'm still on track for one marathon a month, so that's cool. But yeah, guys, so that's what I want to say is you can't just focus on one good wolf. Okay, have a balance, spread it out. And it's another thing where, you know, it's good, but you can do better. And A lot of people will, of course, say, geez, this is already so much. I already stopped smoking. I already stopped drinking. I'm already running. I'm already doing this. Okay, but we can always improve, guys. And it's not fucking easy. Don't get me wrong. It's really not easy. Okay? Like, as I said, guys, I fell with the bus. You know? Challenging things here, challenging things there. But it's better. Like, just look at it like this. If you, like the other day, I had a productive morning. Okay? It was super productive for me. I really liked it. So I got up, took a cold shower. No, wait. I got up on time. Okay, that's always a good thing. So if you get up the same day, I've spoke about it how many times, it's a really good habit. Get up the same time every day. Okay, it's difficult when you work shifts, of course, but like weekends, everything. If you work a shift that starts the same time, try your utmost to keep on getting up at the same time. Say 2 to 3 hours before you need to go to work. Okay? Get up and then you set your timer for the same time every day. Every day. Weekends as well. Every day. But then you're cultivating your body to say, all right, it's now time to wake up. After a while, you don't even need an alarm. It'll just wake up that time. Your body's used to it. Okay? Anyways, I woke up on time. I think I drank a tea, a wonderful green tea with curcumin and ginger, all that healthy shit. and yeah, then I went and I read, went for a run, and that's something else. No, I can't remember. Anyways, and then I got to work and I felt amazing. Okay, because it was just productive, you know what? I ticked all my boxes, if you will, you know? And it's not necessarily like, you know, like business-wise, there's still some things that I can do, you know? There's always something else you can do, and that's the thing why you need to appreciate when you do these good things, you know? And sometimes, you know, when, like, we talked about it on the surviving and thriving aspect, where sometimes you can, it's okay to just do one thing if you're still building that habit. It's okay to only focus on that one thing. But the reason of this episode is don't stay at that one thing. I mean, if you do it for a few months, a few years, few whatever, whatever works for you, you know, see then, okay, cool, I got this, I need to progress forward, I need to get to the next step. And like for me, I know you can do it. Okay. And like, what the good habits are, of course, that's up to you, you know. Like for me, I like running. Not necessarily running like super fast or anything like that, but like a morning run makes me feel good. Okay. And, you know, I like reading. It's cool to get more knowledge. And the thing is, like, I look at my books and then I'm like, oh, I still want to read that, still want to read that, still want to read that. And then sometimes I don't make time for reading and I'm like, guy, what are you doing? You still have all these things that you want to read. And, you know, so then I'm like, okay, cool. Find the balance. See what you can do. Ah, okay, I see if I've been running a bit more than usual or a bit less, or I've been focusing a bit more on like breathing exercises and not on running, or then I read a bit too much and then I cancel, you know. So finding that balance between your good habits is of the utmost importance. So, you know, I think even that can be the good habit for the week, is read every day. Okay, I'm not going to say how much or what you want to read or anything like that. Of course, like if you're on 75 hard, 10 pages a day of non-fiction book. But the thing is, just read, you know. If you have a nice fiction book, if you have a nice novel, whatever it is, just read every day. And it's up to you how much you want to read. If you want to do a fuck ton. Read the whole book if you want to. But just read every day. Try it for a week. You know, these good habits of the week is try it for a week. Okay? And then, you know, then you start cultivating a habit. And then after you got that, then you start with something new. Go for a walk, go for a run, go for whatever. Go to the gym. Well, yeah, guys. So balance your good habits. And, yeah, guys, again, thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you can, refer to a friend, you know, let's grow the podcast. Every Monday, 2 o'clock at least in Europe. I think it's early in the morning in the USA, late at night in Asia. Anyway, 2 o'clock in Europe, every Monday, there will be an episode, long, short, who cares. You know, and then let's just hit it. Let's just hit it. Share it with a friend, share the message with a friend. Let's just help improve everybody's life. Right? So, yeah, thank you guys. Stay safe, stay strong, and most of all, stay unique.